that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We create it as a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more, a lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest store. Can you hear?
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cash Flow. It is a Wednesday, the 19th of March, 2008, and on the program with me today, Bob Neverett.
Hello. Hi,
Bob. Alexia Norton-Jones also joins us. And I don't know
which...
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Hi, Bob.
Hello, Alexia. Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you.
Alexia, you sound like you're talking through a comb backed by wax paper. I'll tell you what, let's do this. Let's allow our engineer here to drop you and reconnect with you. All right? Okay, I guess you dropped her before she said okay. Bob, this is going to be a different shift in programming.
Yes.
Alexia is, she's coming up to speed. She knows all the important points. She knows what's going on. She knows she doesn't like it. Although, she might be short on some history here and there. A relative newcomer, and I don't want to use the term patriot community because that's been overused. Patriotic Americans that understand, Bob, what their form of government is supposed to be and how far astray we have gone off of that de jure government into de facto totalitarianism. That being said, do I have Alexia back?
Can you hear me?
I can. Oh, there you
are.
Loud, loud and clear. Yeah, well,
awesome.
I was just saying to Bob, Alexia, you couldn't hear me, but... you're relatively new to this hard edge, hardcore, and there's nothing wrong with that, folks. If I'm going to be something, let me be it through and through and know my subject matter and be immersed in it, not driven or anything else except for, save for the fact that I am driven for the reasons that I feel threatened. The more I feel threatened, the harder I drive. And what's happening in this country today is... well, it's the setup for the globalization of the world. And we've all got to be on the same song page. We've all got to have the trade deals. We've got to have our international agreements. We've got to have our North American Union. Oh, did I say that? To mirror the European Union. And, well, we're just going to have to do this. Now, the State Department is rife with all this stuff. This has been the center and the hub of the North American Union and our merging with the European Union, leading... this is the second of the final third phase of the globalization of this planet. We hear them talk about words, Bob Neverett, that are often used, but the meaning really never sinks in. We have heard the term now for the past how many years? Globalization, competition, all this stuff. And they frame it in the presentation of its business, and, well, we're just a global economy now, so therefore this is our vernacular, this is what we'll talk about in detail, on and on they drone, save for the fact that most Americans in this country don't know what a North American Union is, they don't know the dangers of these international capitalists, if you can call them that. I call them my Guido international bankster gangster friends, and there is no doubt in any emerging economy that's going to be worth its salt or produce salt or anything else, they are going to have the IMF or one of its member operating creatures inside their own country for the fractionalized reserve banking. This isn't just about Mickey D's and the XXX movie theater in downtown Baghdad. It's much bigger than that. Give them control of the money. They don't care about your politics. They don't care who your leaders or your despots are. They control you. That's how I wanted to frame this debate for today's program, because this is a show about banking and financing. Well, guess what they're doing, folks? That's right. Putting in the final bricks to their North American Union.
You know what that song is? You've heard it before. It's called Rally Round the Flag. Kind of makes you feel good, doesn't it? Like you're proud to be an American. That's what Ron Paul is, a great American, and he needs you to rally round with your own Ron Paul flag. Ron Paul flags can be mounted on your home or RV, as a banner, or flown beneath the American flag, or by themselves. You decide. Just fly your Ron Paul flag proudly after you order one, two, or more from RonPaulFlags.com. Choose the Ron Paul Revolution flag for just over $43, or the Ron Paul 08 flag for the same price. Order two or more for a $6 discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com and see what these great flags look like. That's RonPaulFlags.com. Put your state on the map as a Ron Paul state. Visit RonPaulFlags.com today. Looked up lately? Have you seen those crisscross trails that hang in the atmosphere long after a plane has passed over? Some are chemtrails, and they may be causing your health problems. It's a fact. Various governments, including the U.S., have been spraying chemicals in our upper atmosphere for years. Chemtrails is a very real cause of many health problems, like pain, respiratory, or immune deficiencies that appear seemingly out of nowhere. But now, your chronic illness can be helped. Introducing ChemBuster. ChemBuster is a natural remedy designed to combat and break through health problems caused by chemtrails. ChemBuster.us has more information and a special internet-only offer of just $17 per bottle. That's ChemBuster.us. Try ChemBuster yourself. Recommend to your sick friends and relatives, and after saving $2 on your first bottle, you'll save an additional $7 on your second bottle. Visit ChemBuster.us for important information and a special internet-only offer. That's ChemBuster.us.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you are not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
A reminder to folks out there, the listening audience, we have a new service that Republic Broadcasting Network is offering. I've got to get in my little promo here, because gosh knows what we're going to get into on this program, especially with Mr. Neverett around. At any rate, there is a paid membership for this network now. And you're saying, well, why do I want a paid membership when you've always offered your archives for free? And you've done it because, well, there you've had the bandwidth challenge people out there, the dial-up people. I still feel for you. But we provide that service free for you. 16-kilobit feed and, of course, the 32-bit kilobit feed. All kinds of iPod downloads, all that technical stuff. Go to the page and check it out. But what I'm specifically talking about here is a new presentation format for listeners out there. 128K, that's 128 kilobits a second. Absolutely perfect data transmission caliber audio that we're offering to not only that, but also the archives itself, streamings and archives. Okay, we don't charge, there's no surcharge for the archives. You also get with this a bi-weekly newsletter with commentary by writers exclusive to this network or to this newsletter. And product discounts from manufacturers that won't be offered to the general people out there. Sorry about that. We will run specials from time to time, but everybody that's going to be in this newsletter is going to be offering discounts to the paid membership. And how much is that paid membership, folks? Buy one product, you would save, at least at minimal, you would save that amount of money just by purchasing this per month. And we've got deals for 6 months and 12 months, and we offer you a percentage off of that. monthly basis, $14.95. Can't beat it. We're doing this to only pay for the bandwidth to expand this thing out. This is not a profit-generating mechanism. We've been geared for one thing, the clear transmission of the vital and important information for our listeners. Sorry, guys, I was under some duress here to make that announcement here on this program because, well, most of the people listening to this program listen via the Internet. All right, Bob Neverett, Alexia Norton-Jones, I'm breaking up here. Pull me down, dear. All righty. We are facing something here. We are facing economic Armageddon. We are facing a lot of different issues in this country. But it's the financial meltdown that is on everybody's mind right now. And like any good carpenter, he has tools, sharp tools in which to do his job. A house painter has paint and paintbrushes or sprayers, doesn't he? For everybody that has a task to complete, they have the proper tools in which to complete that task. On the globalization side of this, the tool that's being used is the fractionalized reserve banking, headed up by the Bank of International Settlements, the IMF, its member banks operating in every industrialized nation on this planet. That is their tool. That is what they use. Bob, I want to keep this a little closer to the vest today because I don't know how far Alexia Norton-Jones has come along with initially what people heard you saying. They thought it was Orwellian doublespeak.
Yes. No, I don't think Alexia knows much unless about what I say, unless James filled her in, but I don't know if he had time.
Oh, my goodness. It was
James, and also let's remind everybody I am filling in graciously. I hope for the wonderful James Martinez. Let's not forget to mention him today. And
Alexia, I will because yes? He's not over in England except for one thing. That's just a play for 2 weeks.
No. I wish. I wish.
I'm kidding. The people know the reasons why. At any rate, Bob and Alexia. Bob, if you were to explain to Alexia in 5 minutes or less about the mind control manipulation, and let's keep it to the simpler and basic, more basic terms, because we do have new listeners tuning into this broadcast
yes.
all the time. What your position is and what your role here is in describing, and I almost used a term and I would have regretted, the mind, the egg mind scramble going on in people's craniums out there right now. And it's specifically laid out and planned, and there are people that do this, and they get paid to do it. What are they doing?
Okay. Alexia, I'm trying to educate our audience about the concept, the perception of tactility, or what's called the tactile, T-A-C-T-I-L-E. Now, granted, most people don't know the word, and I've been on since January 23rd trying to explain the extended tactile environment we live in. But John brings up mind control. I'm looking at a picture of a pilot being trained by DARPA. DARPA is the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. It was ARPA 30 years ago, and they created the Internet. You know about that, John?
Yes.
ARPA and DARPA.
I know about that as well.
Right. So I'm looking at a picture of a soldier being trained with a virtual reality apparatus. And it says, DARPA's augmented cognition. Augmented cognition, in brackets, AUG-COG. This project aims to create soldier-computer dyads, in quotes, dyads, D-Y-A-D-S, and the movement for a post-human renaissance where, quote, there are no demarcations between bodily existence and computer simulation, between cybernetic mechanism and biological organism. The Terminator idea, right? The cyborg idea. So what's now the relevance of this is, I'm looking at the picture, and it describes the lab that this operation and training is happening, and experimentation, seeing how far the soldier can handle this, merging with the machine. And they call this place the AUG-COG, or Augmented Cognition, and Tactile Situation Awareness Lab. Now, what do you think of that, John? Right there in the official lab with the most advanced gadgets to make our Terminator soldiers, they are calling the lab a tactile situation awareness. What do you think of that? I think that's pretty good, and I'm bringing in the proof of the use of the word. That's my point here. You see, you follow, John?
Mm-hmm.
So, the tactile situation awareness is exactly what I'm trying to offer. And so, to understand mind control and what's happening in the propaganda agencies on so many levels, you have to understand that it's a tactile situation, which means centers everywhere and boundaries nowhere. We can't determine where we're at. This has been popularized as quantum physics or quantum mechanics, social modeling. There's different terms, but the idea you can't locate the position and the velocity at the same time. So I remember on Monday, John, you mentioned that Black Tuesday is coming, which mm-hmm. was yesterday, mm-hmm. after the Baron Stern problem over the weekend. And what happens on Tuesday? The biggest rally in 5 years, right?
Right.
Now, of course, it's going to go down in a couple days again. It'll be the biggest drop in 5 years, right? Then it'll be back up again next Monday. In other words, we can't really tell which way it's going, other than all laws of normal finance and government and Federal Reserve involvement are being broken in this vague, undefined situation where the Fed can keep pumping in trillions of dollars to keep Wall Street going while we lose our dollar. So there's the chaos.
Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Bob. I thought it was more of a case of witchcraft. My thought was that by bumping in the $2 billion instead of, you know, helping people who need help, you know, you bump in the $2 billion into Bear Stearns and save their behinds, whereby what you're doing is the Dow Jones then skyrockets, and what you're doing is the blue chips are rising, which means that the wealthy people have the illusion, okay, the mind control there, the illusion of wealth. So in some ways,
Alexia, let me interrupt you for a second. We've been trying to text you here. You need to back that microphone away from your...
I'm not seeing any notes at all.
Okay.
Nothing is coming to me.
Well, that
makes
sense. Yeah, just back that microphone away from you because it's sensitive and you're popping.
Got you. Is that better?
That's better. All right, go ahead.
The wealthy are being diluted, you're saying.
Well, no. My question is actually, that's my question to you actually, because I actually fell for it. If that's what's happening, my guess was I thought it was going to be a Black Tuesday, you know, thinking that going along with what John is saying.
Yeah.
And then when I saw it go, you know, 420 points, I'm like, oh no, Bear Stearns, look, they're saved while everybody else is losing their house, and I got very angry to see that happened, that the Fed's pumped $2 million into that, but then the market soars. Somebody's pumping a message to me. That must be that it's still too close.
Yeah, we're having a real problem here with your hookup today, Alexia, and I don't quite know what to do about this.
What's the sound?
Actually, what it's doing is it's actually crowding, and it's kicking in our noise suppressor, so it's clipping you. Okay, so.
Should I just go on my phone?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, please do. Please do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll do that. Okay.
All right. There's nothing.
Okay, so she'll do switch over, or you got to call her?
No. Go ahead.
Okay. So she can hear me.
Yeah. She should be able to. Yes.
Okay. So, in a tactile situation, no categories apply. You can't say who's rich and you can't say who's poor because both the rich and the poor are made up of bodies that are supplanted by the cyborgian. And I was just quoting the military lab where they do high-tech experimentation for pilots in that, as the tactile situation was. If we have these other landscapes or bodies, TV and chip, we are also measured in terms of wealth on that level. Do I take a break?
We got to take that break.
Okay.
We can't get around it. We got to go through it. We'll be back. Alexia Norton Jones will rejoin us via the telephone line. Bob Neverett is with me this afternoon. We'll be right back, folks.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
All right, Alexia, I got you back. Do I have you back?
Yes, you do.
Oh,
hello.
There we are. Okay. You were saying before we had communication interrupt us here, you were making a point to Bob.
That I really, you know, yesterday, that's really what I was focusing on, that I was just so struck by, you know, the markets moving up. I really was very, very angry with the whole idea that, you know, the markets could move up so much. And, you know, with Bear Stearns getting this sort of security from the Federal Reserve when, you know, individuals aren't getting that security from the Federal Reserve. And, you know, Bear Stearns isn't a commercial bank. You know, I just felt like the poor, the middle class, the tax slaves were really getting, you know, shoved. You know, they were really getting the old heave-ho, where the rich were getting a kind of a, well, we'll look out for you. Then the markets go up, so the blue chip, you know, the blue chippers are getting like, oh, we're looking out for you. And, you know, sort of the rich crafting, you know.
Right.
You know, everybody who's on the inside is getting an inside kind of, oh, you're going to be okay. Mm-hmm. But everybody else is getting, you know, kicked to the side as what's his name, the Lou Dobbs.
Right.
Lou Dobbs was furious about all of this.
You know, it's, and Alexia, I do a Tuesday program on a National Intel Report with Bob Chapman. And I had asked him the question about Bear Stearns. I said, was he one of the ring knockers, one of the inside, in other words, joined at the hip with the other financiers in this country. And, of course, being guided by the IMF, Bank of Settlements, Federal Reserve in this country. And he said, no, absolutely not. He says they got into trouble the same way a lot of the other ones did by repackaging loans and putting them out. But they weren't one of the insider insiders. The deal was set up. Last year, Bear Stearns was stock price, individual stock price was $171. Well, J.P. Morgan, which was carrying some of that paper that was funneled through Stearns, well, they had to do something. So this is called absorption time. If you're not one of the Ring Knockers, Country Club set, Bohemian Grove, you name it, call it what you will. If you're not one of them, then you're up on the sacrificial altar. They went from $171 a share. J.P. Morgan picked it up for $2 a share. And more importantly, the bailout for these people and the protection. Now, there is some protections that are afforded. Of course, the people that are running Bear Stearns, they, about 6 weeks ago, got billions of dollars in bonuses.
Unbelievable.
If that would have went bankrupt, they would have had to pay those bonuses back. So the deal was engineered. Bear Stearns didn't say, no, we're not going to be absorbed by J.P. Morgan. You know, we're going to get down with the ship or we're going to float. Either way it goes. No, they were presented with an offer. They took that offer, and, of course, they took the money as well. So it's the same factor. I'm not saying that the people of Bear Stearns are walking on water or wearing white robes or carrying a staff. They're certainly not. But this was a planned-out deal to crush Bear Stearns. And as this draws down, you're starting to hear other noises, and we warned people about this 6 months ago. What you're going to be seeing more of is absorption. You will be absorbed. This is, how's that for tactile stuff, Bob? That was straight out of Star Trek in the 60s.
My understanding, though, is that the head of Bear Stearns 7 days ago was saying that they were solid, they were liquid, they were fine.
We had the mad prophet on MSNBC, Bob, I forget his name.
Paulson.
No, not Paulson.
Oh, Kramer. Kramer.
Saying on the 11th, people were asking and saying, should we pull our money out of Bear Stearns? No, leave it there. Well, then he had to do an about-face a couple of days ago and be contrite and say that he was wrong on Bear Stearns. But the whole point of this is that this is just a drawing down of the banking system, and you're going to see more and more acquisitions or bailouts, if you will, but more importantly, bottom line, it's consolidation. They're eliminating the competition. Now, they're still in trouble.
Is it going to go back more to the way it was back, you know, decades and decades ago when you had just bigger conglomerations of fewer names instead of these many banks?
Sure.
It's going to go back to just being a J.P. Morgan, the single-name bank.
Let's use an often-used cliche, the survival of the fittest.
Yeah,
those who can hang on the longest are going to be there to absorb what is left over. Now, I will say this, and Bob is fully aware of this, that there are people around this planet right now that are setting themselves up to go in and buy some of this bad debt up, hence taking control of other financial institutions. And there's going to be a new sheriff in town, but it's not
reptilian.
It's not going to be. No, we don't have reptilian shapeshifters on this planet, sorry to say. At any rate, what you're going to be seeing here is the further consolidation of these banking institutions, and that the stronger ones will survive for the time being until such time that it's time to pull the plug financially. Now, I'm going to throw something at these listeners out here that they may not want to accept. They may want to, and Bob, this is right up your alley. Here's reality versus people's perception. And what I'd like to do with you two when we get back is float that idea out there, because it's been confirmed in my counter and intelligence people that this is exactly what the game plan here is for America. What you're seeing happening with the banks right now is not an accident. It's not an S capital hit plan going on right now. No, this has been planned out, folks. America was just too good.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Looked up lately?
Have you seen those crisscross trails that hang in the atmosphere long after a plane has passed over? Some are chemtrails, and they may be causing your health problems. It's a fact. Various governments, including the U.S., have been spraying chemicals in our upper atmosphere for years. Chemtrails is a very real cause of many health problems, like pain, respiratory, or immune deficiencies that appear seemingly out of nowhere. But now, your chronic illness can be helped. Introducing ChemBuster. ChemBuster is a natural remedy designed to combat and break through health problems caused by chemtrails. ChemBuster.us has more information and a special internet-only offer of just $17 per bottle. That's ChemBuster.us. Try ChemBuster yourself. Recommend to your sick friends and relatives, and after saving $2 on your first bottle, you'll save an additional $7 on your second bottle. Visit ChemBuster.us for important information and a special internet-only offer. That's ChemBuster.us.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cashflow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Yeah, let me just tone down this point, and I want to get your take on this, Bob, because, again, we're dealing with reality versus people's perceived perceptions. They know what they know, and they're sure of it, but I'm sure they don't know, and I know that they don't know. Jeez, I'm amazed I stumbled through that one. Now, look, here's the deal here, folks. And people,
sounds like doublespeak there, John.
I'm a graduate of Orwell University, sir. As well as you. Now, look, what's going on, and people have asked me this before, well, aren't the banks about profits? Why would they be scuttling the very thing that has paid them so well? Because they didn't have to put up anything. All they had to do is put up their shingle like a lawyer does, get a building, put some phones in, open up what they call a bank, and start doing business. And people would constantly ask me, well, this seems counterproductive. If their plan is for financially to control this, to bring about the global trade arena, the international cartels, the transnational corporations, which, by the way, folks, the banks own these corporations. If that wasn't a newsflash to you, if you think that shareholders own a lot of these corporations, they do not. It is the banks themselves that have been moving in and purchasing these corporations. So we had, for a long time, we had relative prosperity, low inflation. Yeah, you had to borrow money at interest, but your job was there. The grand plan for the globalists to gut the middle class from this country, ship 75% of the manufacturing, which was the butter on the bread of the middle class. You're looking at many other factors here, but there was an ongoing plan. So you can't take a country that's rich and powerful and influential, that still touts freedom and liberty, with a laissez-faire or free market type of system, you can't promote that around the world because that doesn't fit with a globalist plan. And for the longest time, we were enjoying relative peace and prosperity. Everybody was pretty happy, even though they were getting taxed to death, even though that the grand Wizard of Oz behind a curtain was setting everything up, pulling his little levers to arrive at this point. Now, the North American Union is supposed to be inked, done deal by 2010. You can't do that with a country that's still slugging along, still it's brandishing its moniker of freedom and liberty, laissez-faire or free market ideas. You can't have that. So what we had to do was deconstruct this country. Now, it is of the people in the intelligence and counterintelligence community that I talk to, Bob, this is planned obsolescence. And what they've done to build their wealth, yeah, we had relatively long streaks of wealth gathering. Not necessarily yours, folks, because if you noticed, you reached a peak, a plateau, and you've been declining for many, many years. Who's been getting richer? The very people that have set up this fractionalized reserve banking have been out there collecting the wealth, buying real assets, okay, with their funny money system, their fractionalized reserve system. So it has to come to a close. The flaw in their system is that they keep producing too much money that's chasing too few real things on this planet. And we are right now in an inflationary recession, have been since at least February of 2006, and it is going to accelerate. Things are going to get much, 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 much worse. Having said all that, Bob, I arrive at this point where people in this country are disconnected. They see the stage play. They look at their program. They see what act they're in. They're watching the figures on the stage performing, but it's not making any sense to them. It is not equating. They don't understand. Even though they've been provided with all the verbiage and a dog and pony show to visually treat them, they're still not understanding exactly what's going on. Why is that disconnect so prominent in this country?
Okay, because we have four bodies, the chemical body, the astral body, the TV body, the chip body. The globalization plan in a tactile situation where there's no finishing line, no margins and centers everywhere, you have no way to mark out the arrival of the globalization situation. We have been globalized for 50 or more years. It's not going to get any more globalized for the chemical body. And they will never arrive at the dismantling of the United States. The United States is a necessary meme or archetype of individual initiative. That is necessary for the global, not the globalized situation, but for the global hologram, which allows every culture to say its bit. This is what the Children's Crusade is run on, known as the Obama presidential campaign. What Obama did was bypass normal political audiences and targeted young people who've been supposedly left out of the every four-year presidential election for years. They're apathetic. And he's targeting them with ancient ideals of literate industrial and tribalism, which have nothing to do with juggling the four bodies, but it appeals to young people because they're like vegetables. They've got to learn how to live in the four bodies, and they don't have a clue about that, so they're just looking at an image that reminds them of when they had a chemical body and everybody was a happy family. That's a little digression, but that's an example of the disconnect, is that when people's chemical bodies...
They think that they look at him and they see a vision of happy hope and we're gonna go play now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're gonna unite.
We're gonna go. It's all gonna be okay now.
Wait a minute, though, Alexia. It's the chemical bodies, which I call is my term for the physical body. But we have this TV landscape and chip landscape, which James and John and I discuss every week, that the young kids are juggling. And so if you want to attract them to chemical body ideals of tribal togetherness, you just have to say the notion. You don't have to say how you're going to get to it. You just remind people. It's like a nostalgia memory theater of when people did have community. And that's all he's running on. And that'll work for young people, okay? But then once it's over and he's present, say, then the real problems of juggling your four bodies will come back. Now, present this on the global economy level. You have this running around of the big banks or whatever's left over trying to claim that they own things. But in a tactile situation where there are no margins, You can't say you're the owner, and you can't say you're the possessed. Everybody owns this in the chip economy. Everybody owns everything. That's why Bernanke can say, we're going to keep the chip landscape going, and we're going to give you money. They give it to Wall Street, but it's not going to Wall Street. It's going to the idea that we're still here and can keep watching TV and keep engaging the computer. So any terms that we come up with are contradicted by the tactile situation. And I'm asking people to become aware of the tactile situation, and you will be confused if you try to say this is where it's going, this is where it's came from, because we're actually at the most realized situation that any civilization could be at this point, but it's not definable in language, it's not definable in movies or TV shows or any kind of information pattern. So that's why when I'm talking like this, it sounds like globalized or Orwellian doublespeak, and I admit it will have that effect, but I do not mean that, because how can you speak clearly when language is obsolete? And all languages, linguists have proven this, are based on a dialectic, two nodes. Any language is based on two things interacting, like O and one in the chip body. So if you can't get past what I'm talking of towards, and I can't get there because of the tactile situation, can't get there verbally, if you see and just hear me as speech, it will sound like double talk. So what's interesting about Orwell is he kind of instinctively understood that doublespeak, newspeak, would have this contradictory situation, because he was describing, in 1948, a globalized situation within a tactile television and radio environment. Now, I understand that what I just said may be totally incomprehensible, but it's a beginning, it's a language to get to this situation where we are not going to have a depression, we're not going to have abundance, we're going to have something else, global wealth through TV saturation, chip computer saturation, but what gets abused in this? The chemical body. And it's been abused by the medical companies, the insurance companies, the credit companies, the war
banks.
Companies, and the banks. All
right.
Those things that are built around protecting the chemical body. But they do not tell us that the chemical body is a minority shareholder here compared to the chip body and the TV body. So if you understand what I'm saying and can see it, you then see that it's all gobbledygook and that none of it happens, but a fantasy keeps going where Bernanke can do and claim the Federal Reserve is giving money, and it's not legally bound to do that. It can't, doesn't have any money to give. It's a switching mechanism. So how come it can create money? But if you understand that it's not creating money, it's just keeping the talk going that we're still here and we've got you interested and we've got your concerns, you know, on the map. Now, I'm not going to go any further. Does this make any kind of sense to you, Alexia?
Well, okay, Bob, this is what I was going to ask you. Bob, you and I have spoken before, okay?
Not about these issues.
Yeah. Well, this is what I'm going to ask you.
Yeah.
Ultimate goal. This is what ultimately what they want us to be is unaware. Okay.
Yeah.
The chemical body, the chip. But they want us to be unaware. If we become aware, we become a threat.
Yes, that's true.
We become formed. And educated. We are formed and aware, just aware.
But not, Alexia, not informed or educated in normal literate terms. That won't
work.
That's
going to help us. That's the wrong language.
Yeah.
I'm talking about aware, so that we are not a chemicalized robot. You know, you have to get to the next level. Do you know what I'm saying? You have to get beyond all this stuff.
Well, you have to. The wealth is built on the latest software program. Microsoft comes out on some way that you can be on YouTube while being on the subway or in your car. You can use all this media. A new program, an iPhone, a new kind of video phone comes out. People have to be aware when you buy that technology and it stimulates your need for media consumption, it will hurt your chemical body.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. I was afraid that that's where you were going, because I say it's the opposite. I'm saying you need to disconnect from all that.
Well, that's what I meant. I'm saying
that's what I'm saying. You need to disconnect from all that in order to become aware. The more
you have to make them aware that when you purchase a new thing for your kids for Christmas, you're hurting your chemical body. Then
you
might say
the more you are dialed into all that, the more you become a walking zombie. That's why when I made the reference earlier to the reptilian body, when John, you said survival of the fittest, okay? What I have this image is of dinosaurs.
Paleolithic man. Yeah, caveman reality.
There you go.
Yeah, it's just walking across the earth and ripping everything apart, and the what is happening financially across the planet right now is really just going across dinosaurs, reptilian, just like ripping everything to shreds, and the only thing that's going to survive is literally what can survive. And if you're tuned in with an iPod or a smartphone or whatever this, whether what's the iPhone,
mm-hmm. yep.
you're not going to survive because you're listening to, you know, the Black Eyed Peas.
You're plugged. You're either being distracted or you're plugged directly into the propaganda machine.
Well, not just that. I'm saying you're plugged into an environment that causes the older environments, the banks, to panic and become dinosaurs. Like the Iraq War is not about
they
oil.
They're selling
or blood.
Fear.
It's about the effects of the iPhone.
What's that?
I'm saying the Iraq War is not about oil or blood.
Well, yes, it's about technology.
It's about the effects of technology that force the military and the older institutions to panic and run around and look for something that they think that will save them in their terms.
And so it's not.
No, it's not. But so that if you, it's not the content of the chip body, it's the engagement of the economy of the chip body that
absolutely.
Is causing this terroristic situation.
Absolutely.
Now, that's a difficult
and
thing.
We all know it's not about oil. Like you said, it's not about oil. Since I spoke to you last, I mean, to remind myself that there's 200 years of oil reserves, you know, we're getting our oil from Alaska.
Right.
You know, it's just not about the Middle East oil. It's just not.
It's about
our civilization is about
making new technologies, and we're not looking at the effects and the landscapes they create. And that is what is not talked about. It doesn't matter who owns the situation or who's the victim of it. It's the fact that collectively we're doing this to ourselves. Now, how do you stop humans wanting to experience new things in technology? That's really hard to stop.
It's
right?
It's very tantalizing. It's very titillating.
Yeah.
It's new. It's exciting.
It is very exciting. And unfortunately, we have a generation of kids right now who they're completely uninformed because everybody's overwhelmed, but everybody wants a hit. I mean, talk about E. Everybody's on E and they're all drugged in and they think they're so aware, but they're aware by a technology.
They're in a tactile situation. The reason they're uninformed, they're actually very good at being tactile, but they can't say exactly where anything is or know where a certain country is positioned or its capital. Those are old chemical body literate terms, which they don't need to know. So they are very tuned into the present.
When you say they don't need to know, yes, they do need to know, but that paradigm or the way they're being delivered their technology for whatever purpose, propaganda purposes,
right. They communications. Can't be, they can't be programmed that way anymore.
Right.
They can't get the context of that. And so that the education system should teach kids why they can't understand the teachers, not give them more literate data because they're not going to respond to that. So that's the radical proposal I'm making is we need to start presenting questions, not data answers. We need to show the kids where they live.
And let me just last night I had a conversation with our 17-year-old, soon to be 18. I kept him in a private Christian school, not because I wanted him to go on to seminary and be one of the world's greatest TV evangelists. It was simply my way of keeping him out of the public realm that is just absolutely, the public school realm, that is absolutely ridiculous. We don't have the time to go into that.
Right.
But that I
so
told,
what happened last night?
Well, I had a talk with him, and I explained my position. I said, you never understood my resistance of allowing you to go to public school. But I wanted your mind to develop. I wanted your senses to be there, your tactile senses. I wanted you to be a thinking human being before I allowed you to walk into that mind vacuum of a public school system. I wanted your mind developed. I wanted your senses developed. I wanted you to know who you are. So you wouldn't necessarily just be absorbed into that new environment. And I'll tell you what, he is a different sort of person in that public school environment. He is a unique person. And I told him, I said, what they're doing to you in school versus what they did with me in school. They didn't just give me facts and figures to pass a test. They taught me how to think, not what to think. They are programming you right now. Whereas before in the school system, it was critical thinking. It was math. It was arithmetic. It was reading skills, comprehension skills, analytical thinking. They were teaching you how to think, not what to think. And he just looked at me, and he had this dumbfounded look on his face, and he said, "You're exactly right." I said, "Now do you understand?" And the children don't always, the little adults in training that we have, don't always understand why the parents make the decisions for those children that they do, because it's not in the realm of their understanding.
Yeah.
But last night he understood. But then he slipped a little bit, and he said, "You know what? I would much rather than having these old frustrated teachers in there, because of their environment, what they're taught, what they're told to teach," he said, "I'd much rather have a video presentation rather than a teacher standing up there." I said, "Wrong answer." And I explained to him why, for the human understanding, you need humans to make you understand. We'll be right back.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was able to impress on the soon-to-be, I guess you could call it of legal age, young man, that I said, listen to the conversations. I said, be an observer of your environment. You're in it. Be a tactile person. Use your eyes. Use your hearing. Use your senses. Feel what's going on around you. Hone your skills of understanding and perception. I said, that is not only your key to life. And I was in agreement with him. I said, look, I said, I'm sitting here telling you on one hand, this sounds like a conflict of interest. I said, I'm telling you on one hand to get good grades. But we can both sit here and agree the education that you're getting in that school is not worth the powder to blow it up with. And I said, as I told you before, this is just simply a mental exercise. Something that is a task that is set before you that is going to be a value on your resume somewhere.
For the chemical body.
For the chemical body, getting into a better school rather than into a college where they got to teach you remedial reading just to get in as a freshman. I said, you need to set your sights higher and have that in your ammo box if you ever decide you're going to use it. I said, but here is the exercise that I was describing to you. It is one of a task that needs to be done. Don't argue with yourself. Just get in it, get it done, get it out of the way, and on to the next thing. He understood that, and he is beginning to understand why I was the way I was toward him. We're coming to an epiphany here. I hope it continues, because that's the best that any parent can hope for a child, that you do your absolute level best to give that child, be it female or male, every available tool and to hone those tools to get them ready for this cold, cruel world, because, baby, it can be cold and cruel.
Now, John.
Gentlemen.
John, I just want to supplement that. And the next time you talk to him, point out that he was sort of correct saying he'd rather have it on TV. Because in his experience, the TV body is older than the chip body.
Mm-hmm.
It's more a repository, like a museum of an old familiar experience.
Right.
And say, yes, it is true, be better on TV. But look at what's coming now, the chip body.
Yeah.
And how you juggle that with your TV body and the chemical body requirements. In other words, the real perception is to show him how to juggle these relationships. It's not that the chemical body is bad or literacy is bad, but it's weak compared to the TV body archetypal positions in and this new cliche probing that the chip is doing on it. The juggling and perception of that is tactile awareness with our technology.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'd recommend.
Yeah. And
gentlemen.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Gentlemen, if I may, I want to share with you that 2 months ago I had dinner with five girls, all of whom are in school, in college. And this was actually stunning to me. One of the girls recently became an American citizen, so she asked all the girls about the election going on. Do you know that the most stunning thing to me is one is in graduate school at Pepperdine University. And this girl, not only did she not know a woman was running for president, she did not know a black man is running for president, a biracial man is running for president. And what was interesting is she was driving off in a brand new car on loan, you know, with a loan.
Yeah.
And I was asking these girls, you know, one of the girls the next day, it's like, what are all of you girls going to do about your loans, your cars that you have on, that you're leasing? None of these people had answers. And the only one who knew about who was running for president was the girl who just became an American citizen.
Yeah, because she's on a slower path. So these kids do not focus on what we're calling chemical body issues.
That's right. They are being shifted into that cyber world or that chip body. We're out of time, folks. Alexia Norton Jones, I appreciate you coming on today. You'll be back with me tomorrow. I do believe, Bob, you're going to be joining me next week as well.
Yes.
All right. Bob Neverett, thank you very much, and I will see you tomorrow, Alexia Norton Jones.
Yes, John, thank you so much.
All righty.
Thank you, Alexia.
Okay, bye-bye. Folks, that's it. We'll be back with you tomorrow, another edition of Cash Flow.